You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Whatever happened to Anna Walsh in the early hours of January 1st, 2023, we know exactly what her husband did next. Starting at 4:55 a.m., he began searching how long before a body starts to smell. Over the next 3 days, the queries escalated. 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to. Hacksaw, best tool to dismember? Can you be charged with murder without a body? He went to Home Depot wearing surgical gloves and a mask, paying cash for mops, tarps, Tyvek suits, goggles, a hatchet, and baking soda. Surveillance footage captured him at dumpsters near his mother's apartment complex, disposing bags that would later be found to contain bloodstained clothing, cutting tools, and Anna's COVID vaccination card. Then on January 4th, he called her employer and reported her missing. She said that she'd left for a work trip and hadn't heard from her. The defense calls this panic. A man who found his wife inexplicably dead and made terrible decisions trying to protect his children. The prosecution calls it consciousness of guilt. Robin Dreek is with us to help break all of this down. The Google searches started at 4:55 a.m. on January 1st with how long before a body starts to smell, evolved over 3 days to include hacksaw, best tool to dismember, and then can you be charged with murder without a body, and how to clean blood from a wooden floor. What is the progression, and specifically of those searches? Tell you about the mental state of the person that's conducting him, Robin.
It actually goes to his lack of ability to really think anything out at a deep level. You know, there was obviously some planning in here, but not a plan because he didn't really think out anything having to do with, all right, now I've got a dead body that's leaking fluids. Mm-hmm. and it's actually dealing with a dead body. How do I deal with a dead? He didn't think of how do I deal with a dead body. Mm-hmm. And so at a very, very six-year-old level, this is exactly what he's doing. Any scriptwriter that is over the age of 15 would do better than this.
Mm-hmm. Even when you look at the picture of him with the cart there at the Home Depot. I mean, he stands. If I was walking through Home Depot and I saw that going on, I'd be like, he fucking killed somebody.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's what, two buckets? There's a mop bucket thing that, you know, one of those industrial.
Look at the cashier behind him.
It's comical. It's comically bad. It's like if you were doing this scene in Breaking Bad, they'd be like, this looks too obvious. You got to look like you're like nobody who killed somebody is going to look like they're buying supplies to get rid of the bloody scene.
I'm not kidding you. So the way when I'm out and about, when I do anything in life, when you live, and we've talked about this before, is like, how do you become a behavioral analyst? How do you how do you baseline the world around you? It's easy when you don't have an agenda and you live calm, you see everything. And what happens is you see things that stand out from a baseline of what you expect. And it just jumps out at you. So this dude would jump out at me bigger than hell. And I'm telling you, like, if I was there in that Home Depot, you know what I'd be doing? What? I would literally follow him to his car to see the body in the backseat.
Oh, no. You'd be looking in the trunk.
I would have followed him. And I would have, he would have fascinated me because that is just an unusual thing you're going for. I would have followed him to his car. I might have even had a conversation with him saying,
oh, God.
I would have said, so hey, so what's the plan with all this? Honestly, great question. What's the plan with all this?
It makes me wonder, like, did the cashier do it, say anything, or did he go to self-checkout? Because it seems like something someone would say, too.
No, he'd have someone check him out.
So I would be joking. It'd be like, are you burying a body? Just jokingly. And then see what the reaction is.
I've done that. I've been, like, at Sam's Club, and somebody's got just a ton of like cheesy poofs or something in their cart. And I'm like, oh, you having a party? I mean, I will strike up that conversation with somebody. But what are you doing with all of that?
They're like, no, I have a problem.
But the key here is don't give him. So when you ask a specific question, is this for this? Is this for this? What you're doing is you're giving him an out that he can then follow. That's why you say, what's the plan with this? What makes it a specific question that he's got to be specific on? And it's completely open-ended. So now you're going to hear exactly what's on his mind, and you're going to see either a pause, he didn't have it thought out, or you're going to hear something really stupid and incongruent, which is most likely come. I would love to hear the response to that question as he's putting his shit in his backyard. I mean, in the back of his car, because I mean, I'm telling you, that's exactly what I would have, and my wife would have been mortified I've done this. You know, when something stands out that obvious like this, it begs engagement because
you've come across somebody up to no good in the Home Depot parking lot? I mean, do you carry? Are you, you know, are you safe?
You know, I used to do, you know, being retired, I can carry all the time anywhere. Mm-hmm. I keep my I have to qualify once a year. I always have my retired creds with me. I have all my stuff to be. I just never do. Yeah. You know, because what happens is, first of all, it's a pain. and also when you become really observant of the world around you, you know, it's easy to avoid crazy when you just see it. It's very, very rare, and this is now I'm going to do my knock on wood, that I'm really shocked or surprised by something. And also, you know, I don't give off a victim vibe because I'm very observant anyway. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what makes me feel fine. I used to, because I used to be paranoid. And also, it was an ego thing. You know, FBI guys, oh, carry my gun, be an FBI guy. Ugh, I'm over it, crap.
Yeah.
But I can. I just don't.
The defense argument is essentially, and I was shocked to hear that this is going to be their argument, and I'm curious to get your take on all this. Obviously, he has admitted to the fact that he disposed of the body. He's admitted to the fact that he lied to police, but he didn't kill her. I mean, this is how they're walking into the trial,
right?
And the reasoning. I mean, I'm like, well, what on earth are they going to say? I'm thinking they're going to go down the accident route. I'm thinking, you know, they're going to say, you know, she tripped, it's the staircase or whatever, something. Something happened that he panicked, and then this is how it went. I didn't expect them to come up with the stupidest explanation, that she just suddenly died from a syndrome that doesn't exist, that can't be proven, and nobody's ever heard of. I mean, it's just like, that's her story? It's not some sort of accident, or like, you're going with this. You're going with sudden, basically adult SIDS, if you will, and expecting the world to believe it. It doesn't seem like something the attorney would have come up with. This totally seems like something that Brian came up with, and it follows the path. It totally tracks, because again, it's a, if I say this out loud, it seems like it makes sense to me. What would it make sense to you? I mean, do you think that this was any sort of, you know, gymnastic, mental gymnastics by the attorneys going, here's our story, or is this a, our client is demanding we say this, this and is what we have no choice.
This is what the six-year-old came up with.
Yes.
Yeah. So anytime you can, like, you know, boil things down to understand a human being at a really simple level, everything falls into place. Think of him as a stupid six-year-old. It all falls into place. There you go. He's a spoiled six-year-old. That's it. He's a spoiled six-year-old that broke a really bad rule in a house where he killed someone, and this is how he's trying to get away with it. This is literally how a six-year-old tries to get away with something that they did really bad, and because that's exactly what he's doing. It's not to discredit six-year-olds at all. There's most 99% of six-year-olds out there, or 99.999, are amazing human beings that wouldn't do something like this. But this is a very broken six-year-old. That's a better way to put it. This is a very broken, unhealthy six-year-old in a very unhealthy environment that allowed him to be this spoiled brat without guardrails. And this is what happens.
I mean, and to think that anyone is going to believe your story. I mean, especially with a track record of lying about everything. I've lied about everything. I've admitted I've lied about everything, but now I want you to believe this other tall tale over here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just stunning. I mean, and what's stunning to me about it is, I mean, I know it's how our system works. We have, you know, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. He deserves a trial and all that. What's stunning is just the grown-ups in the room, the people who aren't idiots. We all have to be at the mercy of this person. They have to provide him with a trial. People have to take time off of work to go be a jury. I mean, just the effort, the manpower, the all of this, just because this man's brain, and he knows what he did, can't admit to it. And he'd rather, I mean, he's still a puppeteer. He's still puppeteering everybody, and he's probably loving it. Like, look at all the power I have. And it's the last bit of power he's ever gonna have, too.
He thinks he's winning.
It's just, like, who's crazier at some point? Our system for entertaining these people's bullshit, or these people with their bullshit, you know?
It's one of many, you know, his just got highlighted. This happens more. I mean,
sure.
When you look at the numbers of cases that are covered every day across the country, this is one of many, many. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's the way the system works, because in order to have systems and have faith in those systems, you have to let these things play out. But, you know, all I can say is I don't know them. I haven't followed them, but God bless the defense attorneys that allowed him to say stupid shit so it can go away to jail. I mean, it's kind of like the ones with Lori Daybell. You know, they said, all right, start speaking. It's all you, man.
Yep. Have fun. This will work out well.
I get paid either way. You do your thing.
This is just most.
Stacey, do we have anything over in the comments?
Oh, our comments. You guys have just been awesome today. I'm having a hard time keeping up. Yeah, we do. So Miranda for Life says he seems low functioning, but manipulative at the same time. I think those two can be true at the same time. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, it's the high functioning ones that are scary.
Yes.
Because they're able to get away with shit.
Yeah. High functioning manipulators get away with it more often. I don't think he gets away with anything from anyone.
No.
The other thing. Go ahead, Tony.
I don't think he could steal a Happy Meal toy from his kids. Like, it's,
somebody's having McDonald's for lunch, I think. Gen Z says he was her hero in the beginning. And then as they got further into the marriage, his true colors came out. He probably wined and dined her and gave her everything. And once And once he got her, that all stopped. There's a lot of, and I'm just going to throw a blanket over this. You can go in the comment section if you'd like, but I think there's a lot of men who will love bomb women and suck them in. And then once they're in, the women are like, holy shit, what reality sucks here. I didn't see this coming. I mean, some of us have been there.
Yeah. I mean, in narcissists, that's just part of the playbook. Male, female.
Yeah.
They all follow this book. I mean, he's following the playbook. Is the love bombing at first? Everything looks fine and lovely, and especially they're going after someone. She probably, you know, was a very caring, loving, fixer type person, soul that, you know, saw this guy and, you know, it scratched an itch at that moment in time. And it probably also spoke to her humanity and, oh, you know, this loving guy, and he's got his quirks, but, you know, he loves me. And, you know, I'm sure there was tons of reasoning that made sense at that moment in time.
An empath. She saw something in him that needed caring.
Well, you know, and when you enter a relationship with positive confirmation bias, like you want something to happen, you're only going to see the positives that you want to see. So I actually prepared this for you all today and for our audience. I put together a list of red flags for people with low emotional intelligence, specifically to this, that just look for this leakage in people before you engage and have anything more than a transactional relationship with them. And this is one, chronic mismatch between words, actions, and deeds. Mm. Zero ability to reciprocate. Empathy statements that sound memorized or generic. Blaming tone when things go wrong, always a victim mentality.
Yep.
Complete inability to read the room. Self-pity. Rigid scripting under stress. Very poor impulse control, even in small moments. Rational relationships are always transactional. And fake tears or rage on a dime. So just a few of the red flags that you would see in someone like this. And as I do everything in life, if you see one or two red flags, take a huge pause. And this is where we engage our loving critics in life. Mm-hmm. And because we have our own positive confirmation bias, we want something to go well. We want to have a great, healthy, strong relationship because it's going to affect the other people in our lives and our own lives. This is where you then share with full clarity and honesty and openness with someone else in your life that is more objective, that cares deeply for you, but not that outcome. Say, here's what's going on. What do you think? Mm-hmm. And if you trust this loving critic, you got to listen to those words when they say, get out of that. It's a nightmare. Yeah. And then if you start saying things like, but, or he is, or she is, I'm, you know, no, if you start rationalizing away the behaviors that your loving critic is saying, you're off. Don't do it.
Yeah. Good advice to live by.
Yes.
Without a doubt. And we all need those sometimes. And it's a matter of listening. And I mean, that's part of the reason, you know, when you look at the other folks, like the Brian Walshes of the world, the idea of having a loving critic for them doesn't exist because the word critic in there, that hurts the ego. So loving or not, they've already pushed anybody out of their life and not allowed anyone in that would ever be or play that role of critic in any way, shape, or form. So that's how they just continue to maintain the facade that they do, because nobody's ever breaking through. And the empathic person is already so deep in, they can't see, you know, the forest before the trees before the forest.
And it's easy to see that she could get drawn in, again, pure conjecture, by the broken toy that you know, she wants to fix a little six-year-old.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a crazy case. One, you know, so many red flags with it, but it's messed up. Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. This book, Unbreakable Alliances, available right now wherever books are sold, along with all of your other ones too, which are very good. The Code of Trust. But wait, there's more. Sizing People Up. That's what I got right here right now. I know there's the other ones over there, but there's some options for you. Go check it out. All right. Until next time, for Robin, for Stacey, for Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.